The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 43. I was happy to get back to the Tavango village, where I was sure I would be able to have a leisurely sit and a cool drink. But upon my return, I learned that Jangly, Gunaro, and the fellow whose name I didn't catch, had returned to the Balamban village. They had taken with them some antelope killed by another of the Tavangese hunting parties that had returned while we were away. Only the twins, Tigli and Togli, had remained behind in order to wait for me. The three of us set out the next morning, along with a couple of Tuvango who were helping us carry the antelope, and would return home with some new board games provided by the Balamba. Despite the weight of our loads, the trip went by quickly and easily, and without incident. Togli was, of course, silent the whole way, but Tigli regaled us all along with some long, convoluted story in Balamba that only his brother could understand, presumably, but the rest of us were in the dark. We had no idea what it was all about. Actually, I'm not even sure his brother was listening. But as Tigli nattered and chattered away and we walked along through the scrub brush, I found myself longing to return to the quest for the lost city. This was an odd thing for me to think, as I had never, as you will no doubt remember, had any great deal of interest in finding it. But these last few days among the Balamba and the Dohali Tuvango had begun to feel like an interruption. Mostly a pleasant one, but an interruption nonetheless, and I felt like it was time to be on our way again. I wondered if the other members of our party shared my feelings. When we finally strolled into the village of Kabara, I discovered that there had been some trouble while I was away. It seems that Alvi, attempting to speak to some of the locals in their own tongue, which he believed he had a handle on, had somehow managed to trade all of our camels for a 3/4 size Celeste. Then, once he realized what he had done, he tried to weasel his way out of the deal. Words were exchanged, some in English, some in Balamba, none of them pleasant, and then there had been some shoving. The long and the short of it was that our little group was no longer welcome in the village. And so, very shortly after I walked into Kobara, I was riding out of it. For the reasons stated above, I was not totally unhappy, although I would miss the sight of Jangly's uninhibited sauntering about the village, and had I known what lay ahead of us, I may have been somewhat more reluctant to leave.